Psalm 15 says this: Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? And then it answers, He whose walk is blameless, and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart, and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbour no wrong, and casts no slur on his fellow men, who despises a vile man, but honours those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without interest, and doesn't accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. What I want to talk to you about this morning is keeping your feet clean. The last thing that Jesus did when he left the disciples on the night of his crucifixion was to take a towel, gird himself with it, a bowl, and he washed their feet. And the reason he did this was he said, you are clean apart from your feet. The significance of this is that walking in the desert with open-toed shoes on all day, you're going to get dirty feet, dusty feet. You're going to pick up camel dung, cow dung, horse dung. You're going to pick up all sorts of nasty bits and pieces on your feet. And he says something interesting. So ought you to wash one another's feet. I don't suppose for a minute that the disciples understood exactly what he was saying there. But if we flip over to 1 John 1 verse 9 and 10, we find that he says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. Washing our feet. Many years ago, actually it was on the day of my mother's funeral, I was inappropriate with my mouth, jesting and joking with someone who'd gone to the funeral. I knew where Mum had gone, and so though I was distressed on one level, I wasn't distressed about the fact that she was safely in heaven with the Lord. And my colleague said to me, when I was sitting afterwards with my feet up, shoes off, your feet are dirty. And I knew instantly what she was saying. I'd sinned with my mouth. And I came before the Lord and confessed, which is to agree with him, that I'd said these hasty, silly words and received the forgiveness. Someone said recently, God forgives your sins, he doesn't forgive your excuses. And what I find in the body of Christ is that there are many people walking about with years of dirt caked on their feet, because actually they never knew that we had to do a review each day to make sure that we cleaned our feet, because the dirt can just continue to pile up there, and what happens is it prevents us from hearing him. His voice gets quieter and quieter. It's like the Ying Tong song, those of you who are old enough to have remembered it, with Peter Sellers. He ends up closing the door between him and the people who are getting pipped off with this Ying Tong song, and they can hear nothing. One of the reasons, beloved, that you may not be hearing the Lord clearly or that his voice is muffled is that there is unconfessed sin in your life. Sin, Derek Prince said, that is unconfessed remains unforgiven. So check it out. Check out your attitude sins. Your resentment, your bitterness, your anger, your hasty tongue, your wrong thoughts, your spiteful thoughts, your envious thoughts. These are attitude sins. They're not overt sins. You're not popping off and committing adultery every 5 minutes. We have levels of sin, you know, in the Christian life. We think adultery is terrible. But gossiping and backbiting is, well, everybody does it. Maybe really it's time we sat down with the Lord with a piece of paper and a pencil and said, okay, Father, I plead guilty. Just show me what I need to come into agreement, which is what confession is, with you about. What I need to say, oh Lord, sorry. And receive your cleansing and your forgiveness. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. And there is no ending to that. Time and time and time again, he will put your sin behind him as far as the east is from the west. But if it isn't confessed and forgiven, it piles up and, you know, like garbage in a dustbin, it's a place for the rats to gather. And sometimes I have had to minister to people who have really first had to speak forgiveness out over a string of people that they are holding in unforgiveness. And that string of unforgiveness has given a platform for the enemy, and they have a dustbin full of rats. What am I saying? They needed deliverance. Because all these things make landing pads for the enemy. This is not a legalistic thing. This is for your safety and for your well-being. That these things need to be cleansed, forgiven, and take that landing pad away from him, because beloved, he will use it. He says, before the Lord, I have every right to be in that believer because look at their stinking attitudes. So remove his landing pad. Get before the Lord. Get that slate wiped clean so that you can say, I do dwell in your sanctuary and live on your holy hill because my walk is blameless. Just have a little look at Psalm 15 this day and give it some consideration, give it some time, and then have a look at 1 John 1:9 and following. And just see the difference keeping a short account with God will make in your life, to clearing the wax out of your ears, to stopping you being deaf to the voice of the Lord, to raising your God consciousness. He wants to communicate with you, but sin forms a barrier. Unconfessed, it forms a barrier. Once it's confessed, it's dealt with, because the blood of Jesus avails for you. Don't frustrate the grace of God. Get before him. He wants you clean and squeaky clean before him. He wants to talk to you. He wants to commune with you. And he's sent his son to make the way clear for you. Now you walk in it with lovely clean feet. God bless you.